Growing in Christ, the chief aim here at Abounding Grace. Join us. Welcome to the broadcast. This is Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in London. Our time together today will return us to God's Word and some casual conversations with our teacher and Pastor Chris Gordon, that we might be encouraged in Christ, that we might grow in His grace. Won't you join us? Here now with this edition of Abounding Grace, once again, our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon.
Well, we're glad you've joined us here today at Abounding Grace on this Friday session. As you know, this past week, we have worked through Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, where the Apostle Paul writes there, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus, our Lord." It's just a wonderful passage. And I referenced a few times this week 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where Paul had this thorn in the flesh. And I thought it would be a good conclusion to what we looked at in Philippians chapter 4 this week, where Paul had to really deal with something in prayer that was pressing him. I want to begin by reading 2 Corinthians 12, beginning at verse 7. He says there, "Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Now, this is just a beautiful passage, one that really is a comforting thing to the believer in Christ. And I want to outline a bit of it for you today. In the first beginning verses, at the end of verses actually of chapter 11, Paul had rehearsed all of these sufferings that he had been going through. If you read the end there, beginning at verse 22, it's just a long list. "From the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes minus one, three times beaten with rods, once stoned." He'll go on to speak of sleeplessness, hunger, thirst, fasting, cold, nakedness, all these things he faced. And then in chapter 12, he talks about the glories of these visions that he received of the third heaven. And of course, it was so glorious that he didn't even want to talk about it, which is really something that many of the faith healers today aren't recognizing, and those claiming to have seen visions and things. Paul didn't want to talk about it. It wasn't beneficial. But then in verses 7 through 10, he picks up on really this very important point where he says, "Lest I should be exalted above measure." And so, because of these revelations that he had received, the Lord was keeping him humble. "Lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to literally torment me, lest I be exalted above measure." Now, what was this? Well, in a sense, I'm really glad we're not told, because if we knew exactly what Paul were facing, surely we would not apply this in any way to us. And Paul wants this to be applied to us in every way. This thorn in the flesh, many things were suggested. Some suggested that it was maybe his eyesight, as he references that in Galatians. Some say it may have been the Jews, which he mourned over in Romans chapter 9. I take it was a literal messenger of Satan to torment him. But whatever the case, we're not specifically told. All we know is that this was some great trial to him. It literally means torment. So he was facing some torment. And I've always been amazed at this passage, because we would think that if anyone in the ministry would need to be kept free from physical limitation or any sort of affliction, it would have been the Apostle Paul. I mean, this guy would need a clear path to take the gospel to the Gentiles, a huge task. And yet, this thorn in the flesh was sent to him, a messenger of Satan. Now, there's so much to consider here. First, it was something used by the devil in the devil's corrupt ways to somehow destroy Paul and destroy his ministry. But the whole thing is framed, if you look at this, that it comes from the Lord. This thorn was something sovereignly ordained by the Lord. And here Paul expresses that as verse 8 becomes key to this. Concerning this thing that's tormenting me, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. I begged the Lord 3 times in deep intercessory prayer to remove this thing. Please, O Lord, take this away from me 3 times. And here we see the Lord's utter control over this thorn in the flesh. The Lord could have taken it away. The Lord was the one in control of, and so Satan was using it to undermine the Lord's works and the Lord's ministry and destroy Paul. But the very design of the thorn, the very design of Paul's suffering, was to the end that Paul would be kept humble, and that as he says in verse 9, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Do we hear that, my friends? My grace is sufficient for you, Paul. My strength and your very weakness is made manifest. Now, how is that? Well, let's first take this phrase, my grace is sufficient. What would have come to mind? Well, immediately Paul would have come to recognize that he had been saved by grace through faith alone. That God's grace had given him everything he needed for a life of godliness and everything he needed for his salvation. And so there was nothing lacking when it came to his salvation. He was saved. He had the heavenly inheritance promised to him. It was kept in reserve for him in heaven. His citizenship was already in heaven. And God's grace was sufficient. There was nothing he lacked. But Paul could have said, Lord, this thing is totally tormenting me. And that's why this word here for pleaded, it was a deep cry. Lord, come down to my side and rescue me. But then comes the response. Not only is my grace sufficient, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My strength, my power, my greatness of who I am is revealed, Paul, in your weakness. Now, this is something we need to remember, my friends. In all of our weaknesses that come to us in God's providential hand and what he sends, though the devil use it to attack your faith, though the devil use it to destroy you, the fact is that in your very weakness, his strength is being revealed. Now, how do we understand that? Well, we understand that in direct connection to what we learned this week in Philippians chapter 4. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. You see, what happens, my friends, is in our weakness, there's a deep leaning upon the Lord. There's a deep trusting in him. And that's the very thing that the Lord is drawing out. For when we trust in him, his power is made manifest as he gives us the grace to not avoid the trial, to not avoid the thorn in the flesh as Paul had, but to go through it to the end that Christ would be glorified and magnified in our bodies. And so what is the result? What is the consequence of this? Well, what does Paul say? Notice that it turns him to praise. The thorn in the flesh that he's suffering, when he has this right perspective of God working in him to will and to do for his good pleasure, his whole perspective changed, didn't it? And isn't that just what we learned in Philippians this week? God doesn't promise to change our circumstances. But he does promise to change our perspective. He does promise that his peace that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that what's conveyed here in 2 Corinthians chapter 12? Listen to what follows. After it said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Listen to what follows. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. But friends, when you read that, how does that fit with much of the message we're hearing today? The health and wealth message that says we shouldn't suffer, the messages of these think positive approach guys. What is Paul saying here? I'm going through these things, and I recognize through my sufferings, through my infirmities, through my reproaches, through my needs, through my persecutions, through my distresses. What does he say? I will gladly boast in them. I will take pleasure in them. Why? Two things. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. For Christ's sake, I'll go through it. That his power might be manifest, that those who look to me and see in me these sufferings would see Jesus Christ and his gospel all the more clearly. Remember, he said that in Corinthians, that I would be the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing, that others would see Christ in him through these sufferings. And then this last statement, for when I am weak, then I am strong. When I have cast down myself, when I have not looked to myself in any way, and I have put all my trust in the Lord, and I have learned to trust and lean upon him in all things, that's when I'm really strong. Not when I think I have it together and I'm not going through anything. It's when I am going through things and I lean upon Jesus that Christ, that his very power will rest upon me for his praise and glory. That's the glorious thing about the Christian life. Does he promise to remove us from our hard circumstances? No. But he does promise to surround your hearts and your minds with his peace so that your whole perspective changes and that you now would give glory to the Lord through them. That people would see in you a joy of an understanding that you are in Christ, that nothing can separate you from his love, and that in him you have all things necessary for a life of godliness. And so, my friends, do you know this Jesus today? Have you believed in him? You must repent of your sins, believe in Jesus alone for salvation, and you will come to know the kind of life of peace and joy that it can be yours in Christ Jesus, even through the most difficult things of life. May Jesus Christ be praised today as his power rests upon us all the more to his praise and honor and glory. Our purpose in this radio broadcast is that you would find a church home where Christ is preached in season and out of season, that you would go to a church where the Word of God is central, and that you're hearing the only message that is able to save your souls. If you don't have a church home, join us this Sunday for worship at the Linden United Reformed Church. 360-318-0429 is the phone number. LindenURC.com is the website. Have a wonderful weekend.